Maybe just start with a lighthearted question on the number 24, which another teammate had it when you were coming here. How did it work out that you were able to get 24 from Cyrus?
I just asked him, could we do it? And we just came to the conclusion that we was going to switch. And he was genuine enough to do it, so I was happy for it.
We've had some stories in the past where, like, one player was having, his wife was having a baby, and so a player gave him a lot of diapers for the number, you know.
Yeah.
Were you able, did you guys work out anything where you were able to give him something for that, or did it not even come to that?
You know, we just, you know, we talked about it. I already know him from, you know, previous years, but we just made a decision that we was going to make it happen.
How did you know?
Playing in Alabama, and we had mutual friends, and we hung out a couple of times. Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a number you've had in the past. Is there significance to that that dates back further before you began your pro career?
I just always wanted a number. That's what number a lot of guys I looked up to wore, so that's one number that I always loved.
Including one who played here 2 years ago?
Yeah, he's a great player. You know, he did a lot of great things in the league, so he's another great one that wore the number.
Who are some of the other ones that you looked up to that wore 24?
People like people from my hometown, like Jonathan Joseph, Sheldon Brown from my hometown. And, you know, Champ Bailey was one of my favorites. So I just always loved the number growing up.
What's it been like for you, you know, after 5 years in Buffalo? What have been some of your impressions?
It's just fun. I mean, the most thing that I noticed is the guys welcome me, and it's a great teammates. Secondary welcome me in, and you know, they had said if I have any questions to ask them, and you know, I'm gonna hit the ground running and do whatever I can to help the team.
How would you describe the atmosphere of the off-season program?
It's fun. You know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. Everything new to me. But, you know, got good teammates, so they always give me a warning or let me know what's the next step. So it's always good having them.
You mentioned teammates said if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Have you gotten into that part of the process yet, or is it not really, is it more focused on just working out and getting in shape right now?
It's more working out and stuff like that. You know, it's always fun being out there and talking to the guys in workouts and not just talking football, just talking about each other and building that relationship with each other.
Do you anticipate that being a tough part of transitioning to a new team, just getting familiar with not only the way maybe they run the defense, but just the communication and, you know, how they talk out on the field?
Not with the guys that, you know, they have here. So all the guys pretty smart and pretty easy to talk to, so that'll make my job a whole lot easier.
Stephon, what are your thoughts on the talent level of the secondary right now? You've used three Pro Bowlers on the roster.
You know, that's good, but I look at it every year. It starts over. You got to prove yourself every year, so that's one thing. You got to go in it and try to prove yourself every day and every year, so I'm looking forward to it.
Is the group being competitive? Have you noticed that at all so far?
It's a competitive group of guys. We're just trying to make each other better in every drill, so it's fun doing that.
You think you could potentially be the best secondary in the NFL, or is there, you know, a level of pride in trying to accomplish something like that?
We just want to be the best team we can be, you know. Whatever that goal is, whatever we got to do to win games, that's what we got to do to help this team win.
Was it frustrating over the years playing this team with Buffalo?
Yes. They did some a lot of great things playing against them, so I'm happy to be over here and you know, learn from the guys, learn from the coaches. It's got great coaches, so I'm looking forward to it.
Were you surprised at how quickly the Patriots acted once free agency opened up?
You know, you just never know with that type of stuff. I was just sitting back, waiting to see who was going to call. and I was excited that they called me, and you know, I was humbled and heard a lot of great things. So I'm just happy to be here.
Did you hear some of those things from past teammates, Alan Branch? I've been in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Chris Hogan, of course. Mike Gilson may have been going through the same process, mm-hmm. At the same time as you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really talk to him before. It was just more of a, you know, once I signed here, and you know, them guys hit me up and told me what I can look forward to and how can I fit in, and you know, they was being great teammates by doing that.
Without sharing too much, what were some of the things that they might have suggested about fitting in and that you could look forward to?
Just seeing the guys that, you know, as far as like taking care of your body and, you know, getting a proper treatment and working out and things that I need to help myself be better.
What about your experience kind of with the fan base? Notice that you've been getting out, kind of experiencing the community, going to Celtics games, regular mm-hmm. season playoffs. What has that reception been like? Because you've already been getting cheers like that, what has that experience been like for you?
It's been fun. I'm just trying to go around and see my surroundings because it's a new city. I didn't have much of this the previous place I was at, but it's fun. You know, I always go with my teammates, so that's just building another relationship with them, talking at the games and going out in the community. So it's been good.
What do you feel like would be the biggest transition from playing with the Bills to playing with the Patriots?
I don't know. I'm just trying to just, you know, take it one day at a time and learn from my teammates. And, you know, I really can't answer that now, but I'm pretty sure it's different challenges every year. You got to learn how to deal with it.
Stephon, there were a lot of rumors that Malcolm Butler might get traded before or during the draft. What was your reaction to the Patriots keeping him, and now that you guys are going to team together in the secondary?
It's going to be fun. I know he's a talented player. But I just try to stay in my lane and handle the things I can handle. You know, it's a competitive group, so I'm looking forward to it.
As a fellow corner, what qualities about Malcolm have stood out to you? Just, I know you don't study him, but just when you observe him and you see him on ESPN and stuff like that?
He just competes, you know. No matter what, he competes to the end of the play. I mean, all the guys do in the secondary, so that's one thing that stuck out to me.
Devin, Deron, Malcolm, those guys have been, Patrick, those guys have been playing together for a long time. Does that make the acclimation process easier for you as a new guy?
They definitely help, you know, them guys, veteran guys that have been around and played a long time. So when you got them type of guys back there, it allows you to come in and, you know, ask questions and try to do the best you can to communicate with them and make plays.
Is there pressure on that group to perform? It feels like there are pretty high expectations because you have guys that have been around for so long and some big name guys.
It's only pressure if you make it. You know, you just go out and work hard, you know, and do your job and, you know, rely on each other, trust each other. And, you know, if we do that, I think it will be good.
Talking about going to the sporting events with your teammates, how it's nice to sort of build connection with them. And I heard you right, how maybe Boston's a little different than where you were. Do you like sort of big city life? I mean, have you been, what are your impressions of that?
I haven't been up there much. I used to stay in Foxborough area, but, you know, it's a good city, great fans, you know, good teammates, so. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Did you feel like the big-time sports feel when you were at the Celtics, and what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big atmosphere. I never, fans was crazy. You know, they winning, so make it even better. So it's going to be fun.
Are you an NBA fan?
Yeah, I watch it. Not really like a, you know, watch every game, but I watch the NBA. I played it growing up, so it's fun.
Dude, you're in basketball for your alma mater. How much did you enjoy that, except for both the men and the women?
Yeah, it was big. I mean, Don Staley doing a great job with the girls, and Coach Martin is too. So it was fun watching them win games.
Stephon, how many other offers did you have in free agency? And was it an easy decision to pick the Patriots over the other teams, if there were any?
There was a couple of teams that wanted me, but, you know, I let my agent do his job. And, you know, they wanted me. It was an easy decision.
We were talking about those number 24s earlier. Did you have any knowledge about Ty Law by any chance, who played for the Patriots, 95, I think, to 04? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on it? If you did, what do you remember about him?
He's a great player, you know, made a lot of good plays in the league, Hall of Fame player. You know, his name speaks for itself.
Were you aware that he wore 24 here?
Yeah, I knew that. You know, but it's always my favorite number anyway, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stephon, we talked to you a little bit. I think it was just a few days after you signed with the Patriots, but now after you've been here for a little while and got a chance to meet the guys, talk to the coaches a bunch, how has maybe your perception of the team and the people that make it up changed since you've gotten to spend some time with them?
It's pretty much what I thought, you know, a close group of guys that play for each other. You know, a lot of people got good relationships on this team, so that always make it better when you got a good relationship with the players you play with. So they go help a lot with me coming in and, you know, doing whatever I can do.
Is that something that you can see that's evident on the field when you're competing against another team? Can you see whether they have a lot of unity, cohesiveness?
Yeah, I think you can see it, you know, and everybody doing their job and playing for each other. Most of the time, that's the team that wins. So you can always see it from the other side, or even if you're the team that's doing that.
What was your reaction to a lot of moves that the team has made? We're not only bringing you in, but Cooks and Dwayne Allen and Coney Yealy. What's been your reaction as you've kind of followed those things as they have?
Some guys are good players, but you still got to, like, prove it every day, prove it every game. So just got to come out hungry every week and be the best you can to do whatever you can to help the team win.
Final question.
Brandon said there might be a race at some point between the fastest guys on the team. Is that something that you want to get involved with?
I think I can stay in there with him. But he's definitely fast, so it'd be a good race.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.